Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It is Wendy from Love, Light, and Passion. I am so excited, as always, to be here another week with you. I hope you enjoyed our guest last week, Kat Sturtz. And this week, we have Sabrina Watson, who we talked about at This Is How We Met Kat last week, and I think this is how I met my guest next week, too. So I'm really excited to have Sabrina on. She is the founder of Network Live Virtually, and it's really cool. This is how I found out about Sabrina through my friend Christy, who's also been on the show. But this is really neat because if you don't like to leave your house to go to networking events, you get to do it straight from your computer. So it's kind of actually really good for introverts who are not like, oh, I don't want to be in a crowd of people, but you can be there virtually on live camera, and you can meet people from literally all over the world this way, which is really cool. So welcome, Sabrina.
Thank you, Wendy. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, this is nice. I've been on your show, and now we've finally swapped roles.
Yes, and you, I just love having you on my show, and I can't wait to get you again.
So this week, though, you're going to talk about something a little bit different. I'm kind of excited about the topic because you're going to talk about personality types, and we're going to talk about personality types and how, based on somebody's personality, to determine their needs. And then so that you can know whether or not you want to kind of do business with them and what type of business to kind of venture in with them, which I think is fascinating because it's almost like a little bit of psychology.
Yes, it is. And I have to tell you, first of all, I am a fan of Dani Johnson, and she is a life, business, and spiritual coach. I also attend her events several times a year. And this is actually all taken from her course, which is called GEMS. And the course is about how to recognize and speak to personality types, and through that conversation, how to determine what their needs are. And it's kind of similar to some of – go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and how long have you been – I know, because you go to her events often, right?
Yeah, I go to
– And so how many events have you been to of hers?
Well, I'm afraid I've lost count.
That's why, I know this because we've had this conversation because I wanted to go on one with you. So, but how can we back up just a little bit? How did you find out about her? Because usually when you start to follow something or do something or make the changes in your own life, there's a backstory of that person coming in your life at the perfect time that you need them.
My daughter had just gone into a new business, and people in that business had recommended Dani Johnson to her. So she went to a Dani Johnson seminar, and she called me from the seminar, and she's like, oh, my God, Mom, this is so amazing. You have to come, you have to come, you have to come. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, because, you know, everybody's telling you what you got to do all the time. So she shared some of what took place at the seminar with me, and I was like, oh, that sounds super cool. So I said, okay, yes, I'll go with you to the next one. So I went to the next one, and it was just amazing. And for me, it was absolutely life-changing. I quite promptly tripled my prices, doubled my income, and reduced the amount of time that I worked by 80%. So
wow.
That's my takeaway from that event.
Wow.
Go ahead.
No, we can go back to that. I don't want to lose touch because one of the biggest things in any small business, but I think even especially women-owned business, is not being afraid to charge what you're worth. So we can get to how you got there, but go ahead.
So one of my biggest takeaway, and I'm also a licensed facilitator for this course, so I have the ability to present this course to people and teach this course to people as well, which I do in my local area. But my biggest takeaway was this course, because she actually talks about how to identify a personality type and how to communicate that to that personality type and how to recognize their needs through that communication. So you guys are going to get the down and dirty brief version of this course. but there are essentially four personality types, and each personality type is motivated by something different. So you want to determine what their motivation is. First of all, that's the first thing you want to determine, is what their motivation is. And that will give you the tools that you need to communicate them back to them in the same manner. So in her course, there are four, she calls it gems, and there are four types of gems. There is the sapphire, which is motivated by fun. And these are going to be your creative people, your artists and your singers and the people that you'll see at meetings with blue hair and mohawks and brightly colored clothing and maybe dreads and big jewelry. The fun people, right? The ones you want to hang out with.
Love that.
Did you love that description? Your next group of people is going to be what she calls your pearls. And they are your people that are people motivated. They're motivated to serve and to help others. And they'll typically be comprised of your volunteers and your school teachers and your first responders, people of that nature. The third group is called your emeralds, and they're the people that are motivated by organization and research and facts and figures and, putting all those kind of things together. So they're the people that would help write training manuals or that would do the research on your business. A lot of attorneys might fall into this area as well. A lot of accountants, CPAs, for example, would fall into this area as well. And these people are going to be primarily, the best way to discuss them is to really just bring the facts and figures to the table. So, because they're going to go look it up anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you tell them, they're going to go look it up. So that's your emeralds group. And then, of course, your final group is your rubies group. And those are your leaders. Those are the people that are in your solo sports. They're going to be your runners or your boxers or the people in high competitive areas. They're typically not team-orientated in terms of sports. They're all about making the money and being successful, and they're going to be your sharp dressers. They're going to be the people that are in the three-piece suits and there's no hair out of place. So now I've just given you the four types of people. Do they sound familiar? Do you recognize anybody there?
Yeah, a little bit. I was doing good with the last one going, well, maybe that's me, until you said the hair out of place. I don't know about that.
Which one were you looking at?
Yeah, I'm usually on the leader characteristics, but I'm laughing because I was like, good till you said hair out of place. That would be where.
Well, here's the beauty of this course is that it also teaches you now. When we determine that what your primary gem is, that doesn't mean that is all you are, because we all have elements of everything inside of us. But we have a strong primary and we have a secondary, which is not quite as strong. So, again, once you recognize those two, you have a lot to work with. So if you've got some hair out of place, what's your secondary? Are you motivated secondarily by fun, research, people? What motivates you secondarily?
Probably.
I think in your case, go ahead.
I was going to say people.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You secondarily are a pearl. You do a lot of volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you are secondarily a pearl for sure. So once you've determined what motivates these people, it really gives you an ability to talk to them. So, for example, I know that you love to help people. So that is a great way for me to talk to you in a discussion, is to present whatever it is I want to present in a fashion that allows you to help others.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. Yeah.
Or if you're motivated by fun, I can present the same product or service in a way that allows you to have fun with it.
Mhm. And what's really, really interesting about this, and this is certainly not the same thing, but it was a lesson I learned basically because way back when I was a Gap manager and I was young and starting. And, you know, when you're young and starting in management, you think you know everything and you're going to change everything, and your employees hate you. hate you because you're, you know, despite the fact that they've been there for years before you, whatever, you're going to come in and change the world. And one of the people, one of the best lessons I ever learned, but one of the people that worked for me, hated me. I could not get this guy to work for nothing. And it was based on this, it's because I thought I knew everything for one, but the district manager had him sit down with me and tell me all the reasons why he didn't like working for me and what motivated him to work. And it was the best lesson I have ever learned being a leader and manager ever since that. And it's a lot based on what you're talking about, is that when you lead, even when you're a leader, even in business, that's what makes the difference, is even if you can talk to, if you have people working for you, talking to them on their level so that that you're matching, they can match what you need and you can work together. It's if you have the gift of being able to do that, you can pretty much almost get anybody to do anything, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, Sabrina.
One of the pieces of the GEMS course with Dani Johnson is she talks about a product she calls FORM, F-O-R-M, and it's actually an acronym. And it's an acronym for how to have a conversation with people to determine those GEMS and determine their needs. FORM stands for Family, Occupation, Recreation, and Message. So you need to determine everything about that person before you deliver your message at the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And through family, occupation, and recreation, you get the opportunity to do that. You learn about their family. You learn about what motivates them. You learn about their work. And when you're learning about their work, you want to find out what they like about their work and what they don't like about their work. Because here's the secret tip. Whatever they don't like about their occupation translates into the need. You have just identified the problem that you can give them the solution for.
That makes perfect sense. And I don't think people do that enough in general. Because they assume
they don't.
Or they know what the problem is.
Yeah, and that's the thing with people is that they're so, you know, there's so many people now and so many people are just hungry to be in business that they're just not taking the time to develop those amazing relationships that will really generate business for you, because those people are going to go out and do the referrals and bring people to you when they know that you understand them, when they think that they're like you.
Right. Exactly.
And you're part of the club, so to speak.
And it's amazing to me, and we've had this conversation on multiple times, but this is relative to this, is that you get, you know, when you go to a networking group and they just sell at you because they haven't taken the time to do that, and I know it turns me completely off. And teaching people this skill is not easy. Like, and you can tell who's taken the time to learn how to build relationships and people who are just worried about their bottom line to the point where they disregard the relationship and they're just worried about what they're doing right in front of them. And and it turns people off, and then they walk away wondering why they can't sell anything or they're not, it's not working for them.
It really does turn people off, and that's the part that they really don't get, but they continue just to, I call it the pigeon syndrome. They just continue to fly by, drop their poop on your head, and keep going. So,
love it.
It doesn't matter if you even, you know, and it's hard to even get people sometimes to want to learn.
Right. And it's hard to do that. And I don't know what that's about. I don't know whether that's because they're just stuck in their own ways or that's what they're, you know. But I find that it's easier to teach that to somebody sometimes when they have to be open to it. Like, even for that, like, okay, so your business isn't working. All of this isn't working. So now are you willing to try something different? You know, just kind of like my own example of when I was younger. When I was in shock enough that somebody was like, yeah, we don't like you. We don't like how you work, and this is the reasons why. I was like, oh, well, that was painful for me enough to want to motivate and change, you know. So I don't know if that has to be the case for everybody, but if you have somebody who's passionate about what they do, it is helpful then to be able to then say, okay, this is the time to bring those skills in, the skill set in, so that it works for them. Yeah. So how do you use this in your, like, what's some examples of how you use it, especially even with your network live virtually? How are you using this in your world today, like some concrete examples, so that others can understand the benefits of really being able to deal with a different personality type?
Well, first of all, for me personally, because I consider myself a super connector and I like to connect people, I use form in everybody that I talk to. So I learn about their family. I learn about their occupation. I learn about what they enjoy before I deliver my message. And my message may not necessarily be a message of business. You know,
right.
It may simply be, maybe they don't have, maybe there's nothing that I can sell them. But that doesn't mean that they don't have friends or family that I can sell products or services to. So maybe my message is simply to connect them with like-minded people or like-minded entrepreneurs or people that they may be able to sell their products and services to based on personality type similarities. So, for example, I recently connected a woman who writes books about making children strong and helping them build positive outlooks to a woman who has just launched a virtual tutoring business. So these two are perfect, and they go hand in hand with each other. So that now they're making some amazing collaborations, and I'm excited to follow up on that. But they both have the same drives and the same desires. They're looking to help, and they want to serve people, and their market that they're serving is children predominantly. So they're going to make a super great team together, but without having met them through virtual networking, there's no way these two people would have ever met in a million years. So
right.
I use it like that.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's amazing. And let's touch on that too, because I think the other thing is that people think small sometimes. And when you can virtually network, it really takes away the limitations. So I just want to throw that in there. Because I think that's one of the greatest things that you've been able to do is get so many people from literally around the world connected, which is really exciting.
It literally removes all limitations, virtual networking.
Mm-hmm.
It has made the world small. Again, we talk about how small the world becomes. It just becomes smaller and smaller and smaller when you throw in virtual networking. It's just, it's virtually like, you know, a little town now because you can reach anybody anywhere in the world. It's absolutely
right.
Amazing. But another thing, back to what you were talking about, and you're asking me how I would use that specifically in my everyday use. One of the things that I like to do is build WordPress websites. I don't market that, and I only do that on a referral basis. But through conversation and through using form and learning about their family, their occupation, and their recreation, I can present the way to build their website for them in a way that resonates with them. So if there's somebody whose primary goal is to help others and to be of service to people, then I would present that website to be built in a manner that reflects their desire to serve people.
And let me ask you this, and this is just a curiosity thing. When you're dealing with it, because you obviously meet a lot of people online, and because you're doing it by video, it really does even cut that on-screen and not there syndrome, which is what I call, like, you can type behind a keyboard if nobody sees you. But because you're doing it with cameras, you still get to see. Do you find that there's one thing that really is like that one based on personality type, that they're like, yep, I hate this? You know, is there something with the rubies that they dislike this more, these types of things? Like they dislike doing paperwork, or they dislike, you know, is there based on where they fall that they go, yeah, you could just tell that they're that because they don't like doing these types of tasks or these types of conversations? Or is there anything like that? Because I'm assuming that certain, like, for me as a leader, I hate getting bogged down in the nuance of things. I'm like a big picture gal. So, like, do you find that with different types of personalities? They don't like certain things more than others?
I actually have not discovered
really?
A specific personality yet that mm-hmm. does not enjoy virtual networking. But here's what I do find with virtual networking, which is exactly the same as networking in person locally. The one thing that seems to just cut across all areas of that exactly the same way is you still have the issue, even with it, when it's virtual, of people who just want to lob their information out there and then they walk away. They don't take the time to connect with anybody there. So, you know, you hear the stories all the time of people that go to a virtual networking event and they've gathered all these business cards. You know, they got a whole pocket full of business cards and they get home and it's like, what do you do with them now? And they don't do anything with them. And it's exactly the same thing with virtual networking because we have the ability to exchange contact information. And everybody can download the information of everyone that was there. If you don't take the time to reach out to those people, you have predominantly wasted your time. I don't know what the percentages are, but even if I lob my information out to a room full of 5,000 people and then just walk away, I'm sure the odds are extremely slim that I'm going to get a phone call for somebody to do business with out of that, which means that I have to spend all my time lobbing my stuff into the middle of a room all day long, every day, and hope I find big groups of people. And that is such a hard way to work.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. So, and what recommendation, because, you know, if you do have that shy person or that's, you know, it was easier to go in and say hello because you were all there, but then they don't know how to start that conversation, like, because that's part of it, too, I think. Or that other person who uses the excuse, I'm just too busy. I'm busy not doing business, but you know what I mean? Like, because I find with those types of people, no matter where it is, it's one of those two that they're kind of using those.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's another thing that Danny Johnson teaches is just to walk away. So what? So
mm-hmm.
what? That has been a huge takeaway for me in growing my income is that if this person is not going to be a good fit for me or this company is not going to be a good fit for me, don't worry about it. Go ahead and just walk away. But do whatever it is you said you were going to do in the conversation. If you discover they're not a good fit for you, but there's somebody you can refer them to, take the time to do what you said you were going to do. Connect them with somebody else that will work better with them than you. Make sure you make
mm-hmm.
that connection. Because not doing what you said you were going to do in the message that you delivered is just as bad as lobbing things in the middle of the room and hoping that the bomb hits somebody.
Right. Right. And what do you think that is? Do you think that well, let me ask you this then. Let me go backtrack. Do you think coaching helps those situations? Because I've worked with people where they're like, nope, I'd never use a coach. They just want you to do it all yourself anyway. I'm like, but don't
mm-hmm.
you think it would be good if you had some direction of how to, you know what I mean? Because I think mentorships, and even if you don't hire a coach, that's not what, but mentorships in all areas, you know, it doesn't have to be business. But, like, I just find that those people who are closed to, like, networking differently or building relationships differently, they're closed in a lot of other areas. That's just been my personal experience. And it's usually because they're afraid to take direction or they really think they've got this thing covered.
Well, actually, the fact that they're afraid to take direction, that they're unteachable, really plays only to the fact that they're all about their own ego.
Mm-hmm.
So, having said that, it is 100% true, 1,000% true, whatever number you would like to use, that you are who you hang out with. You are who you allow to mentor you. And if you are unteachable, or the only person you can hang out with is your ego, that's as far as you're going.
Right. My mother's friend and mentor for years used to look at me because I was young and I didn't get it. And she used to look at me. Her favorite saying to me was, if you sleep with the dogs, you'll wake up with their fleas. It took me years to understand that. I understand that as an adult. I finally got it in my mid-20s. Like, mm-hmm. oh, that's what she meant. And I think, and you know, on the latter side of that, what I've learned is the same thing. You know, I do free classes for parents and teens, and I say the same thing. I'm like, everybody, you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is who I hang out with, and it's not so bad. But I'm like, yeah, if you hang out with these people online, it's going to get you in trouble somewhere in your career or somewhere down, you know what I mean? It's the same thing, and people don't realize that. They mm-hmm. think it's different, and it's certainly not, because it really, as much as we don't want to say that and we don't care, but people look, especially in today's day and age, who you're hanging out with and what you're doing, and determine whether or not they want to give you that job, let you go to that school, or do business with you. That's just reality of it. You know.
That is reality. And like I said, if the only person you can hang out with is your ego, then that's all you've got is you and your ego.
Right.
And that's
right.
all you'll ever become is you and your ego.
I cannot believe this. This half an hour show goes so quick. We have about 3 minutes, 30 seconds left. Please tell, I know you have an offer for our folks, so please tell us what it is.
Oh, yes. And this is a very short offer, too. It expires in 2 more days. It is currently running on Facebook. So our membership is typically $7.99 a month, and that gets you also the replays in our extensive library of networking meetings that we've had. And our networking is just like local networking. There is a small business building presentation with real takeaways before we go into virtual networking, and everybody gets to meet everybody and exchange contact information. So currently that is $7.99 a month. We do have a special running for the next couple of days. You can find it at networklivevirtually.com/NLVJoin1. And right now, for the next couple of days, you can join Network Live virtually for the low price of $3.99 a month, and you will be grandfathered in when those rates go up.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm very excited, and I have joined Sabrina on her Networking Live, and I do like it, and I actually miss it because I've had a little bit of a upheaval in my life. I'm hoping by mid-October, when we move, everything will be back to being settled. I'll be in front of my computer more so. But I enjoy being able to go and meet people, and literally all over. I've done other shows because of it. So it's really a great place to connect and get to know people and find out what they need and how to connect literally worldwide. So it's pretty awesome. So we have about 2 minutes left. This is my favorite question that I haven't been able to ask in a while. If you could describe Network Live virtually in one word, what would it be?
Global.
I love it. I love it. That's an awesome word.
Yep.
That is an awesome word.
Because we genuinely are global. We have people that attend from a dozen countries or more now. I'm not even sure. I kind of lost track at a dozen, but I'm not even sure how many we have. But in fact, for our viewing audience, I just booked my tickets to Costa Rica to go hook up with somebody that I met online.
I think it's amazing. It's amazing. So I am so happy that you were finally able to join me on the show, and because I do so many of yours, so it's great to have you on mine. I thank you. And when I go on Facebook Live, because it'll be two-way video, we'll do that again. We'll do it again live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's coming.
Love to do that again.
It's coming soon.
Well, we should move your show to Facebook Live.
That's where it's going next.
Perfect.
So, all right. We are about out of time today. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you again, Sabrina, for being on. We are going to have Rita Goodrow on next week at 10 a.m. This is a third time's a charm. We've had some scheduling issues, so we are really hoping that she'll be on next week. That's Rita Goodrow from the Garden. She has a huge Garden Woman's Facebook group, and it's awesome, and she's out of Washington. So thank you again, Sabrina, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye, Wendy.